Halloween on Bowen Island is a favorite community celebration for many, and the community all working together is what makes it so magical. The residents of The Loop, Melmore Road, Lenora Road, Senator Road and Deep Bay, The Cove, are all gearing up for Halloween on October 31, 2022. It is hoped and rumored that the various neighborhoods on Bowen Island will continue to boost the hosting of neighborhood trick-or-treating opportunities. Some in the Tunstall Bay neighborhood are already decorating. Trick-or-treating in The Loop, Lenora and Melmore, and The Cove will take place, with some of the traditional gusto and popularity being revived. Trick-or-treating and decorations will be based on who is able to have their homes open, as well as matching people who want to help out, have a spot with those who need help, have spots to share in The Loop. The community can help The Loop to all get ready for Halloween with donations of candy. Until October 29, community donations of cash, treats and non-food treats are generously collected and stored by the General Store, a supporter of all things to do with the local Halloween traditions for over 20 years. A special thanks to Nancy Lee for again helping with this. As a note, cash donations go towards providing support to new and old Halloween initiatives, as well as having non-candy options for non-candy kids. On Sunday, October 30, the community donations of candy in The Loop, Cove will be available for pickup 4 to 7 p.m. at 1130 Lenora Road by residents of Lenora, Melmore, and Senator Roads, as well as anyone else who has a home that gets overwhelmed by the 300-plus trick-or-treaters each year. The community candy donation supplements what people have to hand out in The Loop. Please contact Shaxby at hotmail.com and put candy in the email subject if you can't come to the pickup time, or if you are looking for a Loop location to help decorate or set up a Halloween station. Halloween reminders for all. Please keep unessential traffic out of The Loop, Lenora and Melmore and Senator, during the trick-or-treating from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Parents, guardians, some kids haven't gone trick-or-treating in a while. Asterisk, please carry lights, some visibility reflectors, and reminders to kids about trick-or-treating can include carrying a light, being visible, having a parent communication plan and backup meeting spot. Please remind kids to say trick-or-treat and hold out their bags, and reminders about being polite to people handing out the candy by saying a thank you goes a long way to keep candy distributors' spirits bright. Also, people in The Loop always ask that trick-or-treaters stay on paths, and that older kids let the younger kids go ahead of them, and any other ways that we can all help each other out to keep this community tradition a safe and fun Halloween for all. The Halloween on Bowen and kind neighbors of Bowen, HOBKNOB, thanks you. Halloween schedule. October 30 to 4 to 7 p.m., Loop candy distribution. October 31st, Halloween night, 5 to 7:30 p.m., trick-or-treating on Bowen Island at various neighborhoods as well as in The Loop. 5 to 6 p.m. The first hour is generally for the youngest kids. Not all homes will be ready at 5 p.m. 6 to 7:15 p.m. The main trick-or-treating. 7:15 to 7:30 p.m. Houses begin to shut down, especially if there is a fireworks or other community festivity at the causeway. Stay tuned for an announcement from the volunteer fire department.